You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Curo gave us their half-year results for the 6 months ended 30 June 2024. The business has seen some improvements from a revenue perspective, as well as some plans that have been coming to fruition. I'm joined on the line by the CEO at Curo, Kobus Loops. So to take a look at this update and get a sense of how the company is faring. Good evening, Kobus. Lovely to speak to you again. Company's doing fairly well at this point. We've seen quite a big increase in revenues that have been generated, but also an increase in number of students. How do you reflect on the first 6 months?
Yeah, good evening, and thanks for taking an interest in Curo. I think it's no secret that it's been tough out there for consumers, and so we are delighted that we've been able to maintain our learner numbers and even grow them slightly in what has been a tough time for families. I think probably one of the highlights of this period was perhaps not just our business performance, but the performance of a young learner who went to the Olympics and came back with a silver medal. So we're very proud of creating opportunities and watching learners excel in life, and Bianca Walaza is a great example and an inspiration in that regard.
I think you might be the first institution in South Africa that has a Olympic gold medal or Olympic medalist at a high school level. I think he's certainly the youngest Olympian in the world at this point. Kobus, let's look at the conversation around the fees. You mentioned that it's been a tough time for parents and those that are fee-paying parents out there. And I want to look at the fact that Curo increased their fees and increased by slightly higher than inflation, but at the same time, there's still that credit loss of around 77 million rand. How do you balance that as an institution? You want to provide affordable higher education private education, but at the same time, you understand that you can't do it for free. How do you keep that balance?
Yeah, I think, it's probably the worst thing about what we do is to have to terminate accounts that are long outstanding. So it's the worst thing. I think perhaps the way to interpret it is if you look at the bad debts and the extent to which, we do have some accounts that don't pay, we would probably always err on that level. In other words, we will always introduce and allow people to engage with schooling and Curo, even if credit records or scores are not that great, because we want to extend opportunities. That is our mission, is to provide more opportunities to more learners. Of course, then it's incumbent on us and the parents or guardians to manage that outcome. One of the ways that we've, I guess, found is we work with various donors and bursars and companies who support education, but in particular, a foundation called the Ruta Sechaba Foundation, which currently has nearly 600 learners, which they fund to attend Curo schools. And that's one way in which they harness, corporate donations in South Africa and give great opportunities to learners that are not able to afford it. So I'm really looking forward to perhaps a reduction in the interest rates over the next few months and a bit of relief for families. But in that context, we've gone out this week with our fee increases for next year, and we are looking to increase our fees on average by about 5.5%, which is about inflation for 2025. And I'm sure families will appreciate that.
Kobus, let's look at the other struggles that the business has gone through from an operational standpoint. The conversation around having the Midrand school registered properly with the department, that's finally gone to court and there's been a judgment from that perspective. Take me through what's been happening there, what the frustrations have been there. I mean, there have been various media reports around that, but just take us through what that journey was and where the problem came.
Yeah, I think, I don't really want to regurgitate the entire matter. I mean, of course, some of the media headlines and allegations or assertions make for good headlines, but they're not entirely accurate. So in essence, the school was opened in 2020. And we have made submissions to the relevant departments of education and otherwise. And we've, in fact, worked with them over the last few years to have the school registered. And in essence, the latest issue really goes up not so much about whether the school is registered or whether the school is registered as an examination venue for its matric group. And in that matter, we took up with the Gauteng Department of Education, and we are working closely with them to resolve it, but in the interest of the learners and to try and make sure that they have the best chance to write their exams in the best possible conditions that they're familiar with. We were compelled to maybe force the issue a little bit and request a court order, which the Gauteng Department of Education has responded to, and the matter really, I think, is substantially resolved now. So I think unfortunate always that these things have to play out in the media. We really try and work closely with the authorities to always be as fully compliant as possible and as required.
Mm. Kobus, let's move to other shareholder matters. There was no dividend declared this time around, no interim dividend, but there was obviously the 116 million rand from the share buyback program. And there's another commitment from a CapEx point of view that 700 million rand or so would be spent before the end of the year. Take me through the plans and the thinking from a management point of view around what you want to do here.
Yeah, so we traditionally declare final dividend on the full year results and not an interim dividend. I think in Kiro's case, we reached a stage of our development last year where we are consistently generating more cash from operations than what we require for CapEx. And that theme, of course, continued in this half where we generated about 600 million of cash from operations, and we've incurred about 300 million on CapEx. Our full year program is for about 700 million rands of CapEx. And that really is to sustain and maintain the existing facilities in good order, but also to create capacity for growth in our high schools, additional classrooms, laboratories, bathrooms, and the like, to welcome more learners in that particular cohort, where we're also seeing good rollover growth from grade 8 to grade 12. So by way of example, we have about 7,000 learners in grade 8 this year and about 5,000 learners who will write their matric exams in grade 12. So we would expect that kind of rollover effect to play out and to kind of grow the learner numbers over the next few years.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. We wish you the best of luck in the next 6 months, and we'll look forward to catching up at the end of the year. That was Kobus Loubsa, who is CEO at Curo, on their first 6 months of the year, as well as how things are shaping up within the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.